When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We'll talk to Kevin McCarthy about the movies coming up at 9 o'clock. Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, joins us at 9:45. But wanted to get into this article by our pal Tom Levero. The title is Daniels Quinn Say No Injury, But the Rookie Has Cooled Off. There's no denying that the last couple games have not been his best games of the season. Against the Steelers, he only completed 17 of 34 passes for 202 yards. No scoring passes, so no touchdowns. Against Philadelphia, 22 of 32 for a 191. Had an interception. Two straight losses. They are against two really good teams in the league. It's interesting how the conversation has changed, though. When they played Chicago, and he threw for 326 yards in the Hail Mary, when they played the New York Giants, there was less talk about his injury. There was maybe a little bit.
I don't even think there was really talk about it after the Steelers game when he had all the drops. And he had five or six drops.
Including one which would have been a touchdown to Diami.
I mean, I think any one of those, it's very likely they win the game.
Right, he had a deep ball to Terry in that game.
Yeah.
I remember him throwing a really nice pass on the left sideline that Terry caught. I mean, he's had, to me, you know, you kept mentioning in that Steelers game that one throw where he was rolling to the left.
I mean, it was,
and
it
ended up being an incompletion.
It was cannon.
I think it was to Luke McCaffrey.
Yes.
But people have
which
wondered.
I thought he should have caught, too, by the way.
I think people have wondered why he's missed on some passes. If you go to the Steelers game, what could have been a difference maker would have been a huge play to Luke McCaffrey later in the game. In the most recent game against Philadelphia, you had the ball to Noah Brown, which was kind of down at his feet. He's missed some throws, which looked very makeable based on what we had seen earlier this season.
Well, I always have a problem with the long throws and people bitching about that. Those are low percentage throws.
Yes.
So, like, all right. I mean, he's made some of those, but I mean, those are low percentage throws.
Levero writes this, and I agree with this. On the surface, it is reasonable to believe that Daniel's play was affected by the simplest of explanations. He is a rookie and was playing two of the toughest defenses in the league.
That, and also, the running game was shut down. They had injuries all along the offensive line. All of those factors, I think, has what contributed. Random rookie up and downs. Injuries around them, very difficult opponents, no running game, and teams are starting to scheme, so they have to bounce back now and react to how teams are reacting to them.
If you want to chime in as we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy, need to hit the skins right now, grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot, need to stay ready all day just in case, sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can, you can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES, you get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great. You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. We talked about Ron Jaworski, right? Ron Jaworski said that Jaden's the best young quarterback he's ever seen. He also added, though, the quarterback needs to be protected. And quite honestly, the last couple of weeks, he's not the same guy that I've been looking for from the early part of the season. And just think a lot of it has to do with the circumstances, like you said. You're playing better teams. The offensive line is having more struggles. You're having more pressure in your face. And, by the way, you're a rookie. Progress is not always linear. Mm-hmm. There's going to be ups and downs.
Well, even for great players, great players don't always play great every week.
Right.
And by the way, I just can't wait, and I just have to just hold my hands and wait for him to start playing well again. I expect it to be this week.
And then everybody's going to say he's healthy again.
Well, no, because people like Drabby, who are naysayers, who thinks he's just okay, you know, whatever, had a moment, he'll settle in and be Trevor Lawrence. Like, I can't wait.
He can't
wait.
Be Trevor Lawrence.
I can't wait to dispute that. So I just have to just shut up.
Well, these next six games, five of the six are against teams that rank 20th or worse in scoring defense.
I just want
defense.
Commanders fans so that's to positive. Know that Drabby came in here and compared him to Trevor Lawrence. I just want you to know.
I said,
may be the most insulting thing I've ever heard.
No, first off, Trevor Lawrence, I say he's going to have a Trevor Lawrence roller coaster his first few years where people think he's really good at times and he's going to struggle at times and he'll be really good again at times.
No, Trevor Lawrence sucks.
Well, right now, it's easy to say right now.
I mean, I've kind of always thought he wasn't good as rookie year.
Nah, there was like a year ago, people were raving about him.
You were. Go find my tape.
I'm telling you what people are saying.
Go find my tape. I don't care about people.
He was top seven QB on a lot of people's list.
Yeah.
He'll be a roller coaster.
I think he's not going to be a roller coaster. I think he's going to be pretty darn good. And I still think he's pretty darn good.
You don't think it's been a roller coaster when everyone talked about him as being a MVP candidate, top five quarterback in the league, and now it's, well, he's having rookie...
I mean,
he's having rookie mistakes and rookie woes.
There's
a roller coaster
where his numbers have dipped since
Yeah, but I don't think
injury.
This is telling like how his whole career is going to be. I think the confluence of these events, the injuries, the better opponents, the teams are now adjusting... Yeah, I think that's all factored in on it. I mean, nobody said this even the week before.
Look, he can silence all the doubters. All he has to do is come out and scorch the Cowboys this weekend.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's a very gettable opponent. It's
yeah,
coming
I agree.
In a lost season. They're coming into your building. Just go out and hang 30 on them.
And it just people will stop with this short week. Quinn talked about they haven't had like full reps. Team hasn't been practicing.
I mean,
he's not been able to get the work before and after practice that he's used to.
What if he has a bad game?
I'll be surprised. But I was surprised last week. I expected him to bounce back last week, too. So, I'll be surprised if he has a bad game.
If he has a bad game, then I'm not saying anything is definite.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if he has a bad game, then maybe you're tipping the scales a bit more to...
Then I would
film
my concern
and
would
league
be,
my figuring them out
would
to
be
an
a
extent.
Little, my alarm would be up a little bit.
Yes.
If he has a bad game. I don't expect him to.
What if he looks like a game manager? Only throws the ball 20 times or less?
I got no problem with that.
I'm just, okay.
Yeah, 20. I don't care. You just know it when you see it.
I wouldn't be shocked if it was 20 or less because I just think you can run on the Cowboys and you don't have to pass the ball.
Yeah, I'm not just looking saying, for him to be 40
so
times drop back.
He can throw 18 or 20 passes.
I'm just saying,
still
you don't,
a good game.
You don't necessarily look like a superstar if you only throw the ball 18
Yeah, but
times.
He might throw it 20
right.
And then run 7. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not worried, but if he has if he has 3 weeks in a row, although the Steelers game I really think was more on the receivers than him. So if he has a back-to-back dud, I would be surprised. Against a mediocre opponent.
He missed some very makeable throws in that Steelers game.
I just think they all missed throws.
Right. But that's why they had a bunch of three and outs.
He also had a bunch of drops that were just crazy.
I think he is the biggest part of the offense. But there are a lot of parts of that offense that have been declining the last few weeks. The running game has declined, which has affected him.
Well, the O-line has also been banged up, and that's
right.
Affected the running game and everything else.
And then the whole Cliff Kingsbury question looms over until Cliff starts putting up big numbers
there
in the second half.
That are more well-versed in this than me that mm-hmm. say Cliff was in his bag doing great stuff, he just didn't execute. That there was great stuff out there.
I think it's okay to say we got over our skis.
I'm not saying that.
We crowned him too early. We anointed him, unstoppable too early. I think it's okay to say that and also say he's a good quarterback.
I'm not willing to say I got over my skis. I'm all in.
Well, then he shouldn't have these types of games.
Well, even the greatest players have bad games. And I think that all these factors contribute. I think I fully expect a bounce back.
The greatest players.
If he's who you think, if he's not as good as I think, then he's very then it's likely to have a mediocre game.
The greatest
this week.
Players typically don't just have 10 touchdowns in 11 games. And Cake's going to race one game 10 and 10. Most of the great quarterbacks
don't
have
doesn't
that.
Count. And he's got four rushing touchdowns. Don't forget.
I don't know.
Okay,
like
that's still only a total of 14.
Your boy did the analysis from Ref the District and said he had 11 receivers tackled inside the five.
True.
11. They did a comparison of like Jalen Hurts. I think he had three.
The thing that I shot back at him is then you got to look at like all the guys. Like Joe Burrow has 25 touchdowns, probably has guys who've gone down and then they hand it off. Like also then you have to take into consideration he's had would-be interceptions that have been dropped. Like it's a lot of would've, could've, should've. He's got 10 touchdown passes.
I mean, that weirdness happens every year. It was like 2 years ago where Jamal Williams, didn't he score 20 touchdowns for the Lions? Because everybody was getting tackled at the one. And then they'd bring him in as the hammer to finish it off. Like, that stuff happens.
I have zero concerns about his ability to throw touchdowns. Zero.
No, but the problem is the Jaden mania that happened beforehand.
I still have the mania.
No, everyone's very excited for what can come in the future, but Jaden mania means he's going to go out there and ball out every single game.
I think he's going to play very well this week. I'll be stunned if he doesn't. I was surprised last week. I expected him to play better last
Jaden
week.
Jaden mania is that he'll play like the Bengals game, and he'll put the team on his back like in the Bears game and make the impossible possible for a Hail Mary.
I don't think anybody expects him to have a performance like the Bengals game every single week, especially as a rookie.
But
three or four years down the line, like if he keeps progressing and he keeps getting better and better, I'll expect something close to that basically every week.
But
as a rookie, I give him a little bit of a pass.
What Valdez is getting to, and I agree with him, and he's using the term that I've used. We did, when I say we, by and large, the DC population, all the fans here, crowned him as an MVP candidate, a top five quarterback in the league. And maybe that was premature because we were doing this. And when I brought up the Sam Howell thing, my point about the Sam Howell thing was last year when he had 18 touchdowns and only 11 interceptions, people were talking about him being the future of the franchise. They found their quarterback. But it wasn't enough of a body of work. And it was at about this point this season, or last season, about this point when people were convinced Sam was the guy because he had 18 touchdown passes.
I was never convinced he was a guy. I knew he was flawed because that number was picked in the fifth round or fourth round. I knew he was flawed.
But a lot of people were convinced.
Well, people who are looking for a savior, a quarterback.
The point is you need a bigger...
They've been looking for 30 years.
Right. You need a bigger sample size. Now, Jaden's different because of his pedigree. He was drafted number two.
He's different. He's got a much larger toolbox.
I agree with all that.
Jaden this weekend.
I think he's going to.
We need a big one.
I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to be
you
totally
for your personal
fine.
Confidence. Me for fantasy purposes. There's a lot of things going on with Jaden this weekend. We need a big one.
I think he's going to be. I think he's a great player.
Tom closes his article.
I think he's a great player.
With this, the sun remains Daniels, and all else revolves around him. Right now, the sun is being eclipsed.
I think he's had one less than stellar game.
EB, you know what we need? We need a 30 ball. We need a 30 ball
from
the
offense.
It's okay. It's okay to pump the brakes. It doesn't mean Jaden's bad.
Pump the brakes on what?
Just
the expectations.
The mania.
I never thought he was going to win an MVP this year. I always said, that's crazy. He doesn't have the numbers.
But you did put him in the Hall of Fame.
When it's all done.
I know, of course.
I said he's going to be the best of his generation.
Right.
Of his
generation. May be premature.
Like if he doesn't win rookie of the year, it's okay.
Than Bo Nix.
We can pump the brakes on it.
Fine.
No, I don't care about rookie of the year.
Well, there's a lot of people that do, but I'm just saying.
I don't care about those people.
He likes to tweet.
I know the other people.
The Commanders fans about the Pepsi rookie of the week deal.
I don't care about that. I know you're tracking that. I'm not tracking it. I don't care.
But what if he just turns out to be? I'm going to pick a random quarterback who has not been elevated. Like Jaden,
I can
has
tell
been.
You right now, I'm going to be disappointed with
Go
whoever
ahead.
He
give
says.
It, give it to
I,
me.
I just tell.
Go,
Jordan Love.
Ooh, that's a good.
That'd be pretty good.
Jordan Love's a pretty good coach.
Yeah, pretty good, but it's not really Hall of Fame track.
No, but that would be pretty good. Like if that's his fall off, that's his bottom. I'll take it.
Or Tua. What about Tua?
Tua, I think he's more explosive than Tua.
Jordan Love.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying the skill. I'm not talking about the traits. I'm talking about that level. Like that level of quarterback.
I think he's better than that.
I think he's better than that. He'll wind up at least one tier above Tua. Jordan Love is a good comp. Like when he's healthy and he's out on the field, that dude produces.
A lot of picks.
Okay.
I think the Jalen Hurts comparison is not a terrible comparison.
Okay.
They have similar attributes. I think that Jaden's a better passer than Jalen, but
he had been elevated to top five. Like we were talking about him, you know, these were the names that were thrown about in conversations. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen.
I never said he was better than Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar Jackson.
I did for a 9-game stretch. And I still stand by that. I was being death on that.
No, you did say you would draft him over Patrick Mahomes today.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Because if Pat Mahomes is 28,
right,
his eyes look different today.
So he's passing on the next 10 years of Patrick Mahomes for Jaden's first 5 games.
It's a gamble. But I'm a gambler. I do like to gamble.
But point is those conversations were being had.
Sure.
Comps to Lamar. Is he better than Patrick Mahomes? Joe Burrow? Whatever. The top guys. Like, he was already elevated there. And now he's come back to earth, and now you're looking at a guy who in 11 games has 10 touchdown passes, throwing the four rushing, that's still only 14. There's a bunch of guys that got 20.
I think up until, I have to check and see where he is, but up until going even in the last week, I think he was fourth in QBR in the whole league on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So if you value that stat at all, I think it's probably our most accurate stat. It's got flaws, but probably our most accurate stat. Now, where is he now? Is he like six after that game?
And
he dropped down?
It's hard to throw a lot of touchdowns when you're rushing a bunch of touchdowns in. So I know you're dinging him for not having like 20 touchdowns at this point.
No, I give him 14 total.
You're dinging him because he only has, was it 11 passing or 10 passing? 10 passing through 9 games. He didn't play a full 10 games.
Aren't they 7-4? You want to do data.
I'm a game behind. Yeah. Play 10 games. I don't count the Carolina game because he was in there for one series? One series. Doesn't count.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
If you take a minimum of 50% of the dropbacks, right, he's in passing, according to PFF, which is different than the QBR, he's fifth in the league on the season. He's behind Lamar, Burrow. I don't know how Derek Carr is up so high. I don't really follow him. And then Herbert.
Also factor in, he's throwing the ball to clowns like Diami Brown. Wait until the roster gets better. And that help is coming. It's coming this offseason. I know Noah Brown's been fine. He's been a nice ad. Luke McCaffrey was drafted. He hasn't done much. Wait till the talent keeps getting elevated around him.
All right. Bunch of people want to chime in. We'll come back. Take your calls. 800-636-1067 as we talk Jaden Daniels here on The Junkies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.